After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out onto its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near.' I tell you, on that day, it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Now these guys, and the way in which Jesus sends them out, reminds me of those guys who stand at street corners with placards saying, "The end of the world is near, repent." And it sounds like a threat, doesn't it? If you don't repent, you're going to get zapped. And I think, in some ways, it's a shame that we don't see more of those guys. We used to see more of them, I think, than we do, at least in England. I think partly people are frightened of appearing a fool, and that's a bad thing. But nevertheless, it seems to me those guys got it wrong. When Jesus sent these guys out, he's not sending them with a threat. He's sending them with an announcement of an opportunity. The kingdom of God has come near to you. And you can lay hold of it if you choose to. Something is being offered to you, and you can reject it. But if you accept it, you can become part of this great story of salvation that God is offering to everyone. So it seems to me that the urgency with which Jesus sends these people out is the urgency of telling everybody about a great thing that's happening. My grandmother, when she was still alive, once was at a bus stop and was feeling the years in her legs, and she went across the road and bought a deck chair in the shop across the road and opened up this deck chair and sat down at the bus stop. And then everybody who came by, she said, "There are these great deck chairs, and if you go across the road, you can get one for only whatever it was." That's the kind of excitement. Except, of course, something even greater, much, much greater than a deck chair, is being offered to us. Not a threat that something terrible might happen, but an offer to share in the story of salvation. And notice, the kingdom of God comes near to these people just by their being talked to, by their being brought into this story. When we say yes to this opportunity, when we join in this great offer that's being made to us, then we become able to bring that kingdom of God to other people. The kingdom of God isn't somewhere. It isn't a place. It isn't even localized to Jesus. By joining in this story, we get to share that kingdom of God with everybody. And that's a great thing. That's what we're being called to do. And so I think when we see those guys with the placards, "Repent, the kingdom of God is near at hand," we should go up to them and say, that's great. That's really great news. Because it's not a threat, it's an opportunity.